All right, it's Ryan the Hockey Guy here, and I have got Brandon Wheat Kings general manager Grant Armstrong. Now, if you hear the name Brandon Wheat Kings and it makes a lot of sense to you, that's because Reed Duke, the first player transaction for the Vegas Golden Knights, Reed Duke plays currently for the Brandon Wheat Kings in the Western Hockey League, and we have general manager Grant Armstrong to give us a little bit of insight as to what kind of player Reed Duke is. Grant, how you doing today?
Doing very well. Very, very well. Just trying to keep out of the way of the blizzard. So nice to be inside and away from all the elements.
Well, that's definitely a thing we don't have to worry about here, and Reed won't have to worry about it when he comes down here to play.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully he creates a blizzard with his play. How's that?
You know what? We were talking a little bit off the air, but I looked at a lot of his highlight videos, and it just seems like he can control the puck and get to the open ice and get to the open spaces and find ways to score. What's the general consensus on Reed as a player, and what might he bring to the Vegas Golden Knights?
Well, I think the one thing that, no surprise to anybody is his pure offensive skills. I mean, he's an elite offensive player. His hands are as good as anybody that plays in the Western Hockey League at the current time. He's got pretty good vision when he gets inside the offensive zone and setting up his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that is a little bit remiss in his game is actually he competes pretty hard throughout the 200 feet of the rink. So, I think, you're going to get a two-way forward, but a guy with elite offensive skills and a guy that can really put the puck in the net when he gets that opportunity.
Now, you've been with Brandon just since the beginning of the 2016-17 season. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you weren't around when Reed was selected, but can you kind of give us an idea of the growth that he's gone through in his time with Brandon and in the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I've been in the league long enough to know, Reed when he was a Bantam and going through the draft process within our league. And, you know, at that time when he was a Bantam player, he was, very similar to the type of player he is now. And so his game has adapted very well to the next level. And I think that's a key component for any player that, the skills that they bring to the league, they adapt themselves to the league they're playing in. And with Reed, he's been capable of putting up big numbers in Bantam and now taking it on into his career in the Western Hockey League. And he's established himself as an elite offensive player here, too, as well.
Awesome. Now, one of the things that I am very interested in seeing where Vegas goes is defensively. What is Reed like in the defensive zone? Is he great with faceoffs? Is he a very defensively responsible player?
Yeah, you know what? It's something that I think all players have to work on. And, I think that, it'd be remiss for us to say that he's an elite defensive player. It's something that all offensive players need to do is be better in the defensive zone of the ice. But he's good in the zone. His awareness is good. It's just one of those things that they continue to have to work at it. One thing that offensive players tend to do is to cheat the zone a little bit too.
Sure.
And trying to get on offense because their chemistry is built around the fact that they like to score. And that's the one thing that we try and make all our players accountable with their actions within the defensive zone before they get on offense. So it's always a teaching component, and I know once he gets to the next level, he'll work hard to adapt to the needs of the team and the responsibility that comes with playing at that level as well.
Another thing that I'm really, really big on are intangibles. Okay, like I believe there's a reason why Jonathan Toews wins championships and a guy like Alex Ovechkin hasn't gotten to that level yet. What are some of the intangibles that Reed brings to the table?
Well, he's a big game player. I mean, when the chips are on the line, he's here to play. And I mean, the Brandon Wheat Kings last year were the Western Hockey League champions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big reasons why they were champions was because all the pieces of the puzzle came together, and he had to be a part of that. And, so he knows how to win. He knows how to be a champion. And I know we addressed that with our group the other day. I mean, we're kind of limping our way into the playoffs here, and we haven't been healthy all year as a group. But the one thing that we want from all our guys is to be recognized that what they did last year is is a feather in the cap. This year we have to work twice as hard to retain our championship ideas and work towards as a group to get better. And you know, he's one of the leaders. He's one of the guys that takes charge of our room and makes sure that all our guys are accountable and that they understand what championship means. And he, you know, I don't see any chink in his armor. He knows how to do that, and expect that you know, as we move forward in the playoffs this year and for Reed on in his career, he's going to take on that task as he moves forward too.
Now, General Manager George McPhee said yesterday that he wants players that haven't had it easy. What does that mean in regards to Reed and his game, you know, in the Western Hockey League and now moving forward in the NHL?
Well, I can only think what George is thinking in that regard, because obviously I haven't spoken to George about that and or that comment. But, I mean, all players, you know, playing the Western Hockey League have to learn different aspects and different skills. Number one, you know, it's a very difficult league to play in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, time management is a huge part of the daily life of a junior hockey player. You know, we have a very difficult travel schedule. You know, things that, you know, at a young age you have to adapt to. So on the life skill side, I think the Western Hockey League players come in to the next evolution of their game well prepared because of all the things that they have to do to adapt to. They start out as student athletes,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they go through the process and they learn a lot about how to do things the right way. And that's what we expect from our players every single day, is doing things the right way. And Reed's a part of that.
Awesome. Now, I'm very impatient. I can't wait for the 2017-18 season to start. And I know that Reed is the first player transaction that the Vegas Golden Knights have ever made. What do you think his chances are of making the big club next year?
Well, I know Reed will work very, very hard and come prepared to make the hockey team. So, you know, there's no doubt in my mind he'll be as prepared as anybody else that shows up at training camp
mm-hmm.
next September. And, you know, he'll showcase his talent and make it a very difficult decision for the management and the coaches not to have him around.
Perfect. Now, I want to switch gears here because there's another player on the Brandon Wheat Kings that I am a little interested in. Nolan Patrick. The Vegas Golden Knights, I believe, will have the third best chance of securing the number one overall pick in this coming NHL entry draft. If we were to get that first overall pick, is Nolan Patrick the guy that we select, and why?
Well, I'm sure there's lots of great candidates, but, I mean, the Nolan Patrick that I know is an elite hockey player. Yeah, I mean, his IQ is as high as anybody that I've come across in my years in the game. And, you know, I think he's the kind of player you would want to establish a franchise around, give him some time to continue to grow and develop. But, you know, he's very gifted in all aspects of the game. And, you know, if his name is called by Las Vegas at the upcoming draft, you've got an incredible opportunity to, you know, build a foundation around this franchise with a very good hockey player.
You know, I'm kind of rooting for that, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. Now, with Kelly McCrimmon as the owner of the Brandon Wheat Kings, and obviously his work here in Las Vegas as assistant GM, could we see the pipeline for the Vegas Golden Knights flowing through Brandon as an organization?
Well, I don't know if that's possible. I
mean, as much as we'd like it to be.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the legacy that Kelly has built here and the program that he's put in place is, in my mind, one of the best organizations in junior hockey. And, you know, the critical part here is that the players develop. And so we hope that every year we continue to develop players to go on to the next level and have the success that, you know, they're having here. So, it's a lot of work, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, what has been established here and the legacy, and hopefully we can continue that in the absence of Kelly and with the great people that are still here to manage and put the whole process together.
All right, and you mentioned that you guys are kind of limping into the playoffs. Has it gotten any better from an injury standpoint for you?
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting because, you know, I said the other day, I don't think we're going to play a 72-game season without having a full roster, and I think that's probably going to happen. We're not going to have everybody back for the whole of the season, but we're much closer. I think that, you know, we got Tanner Kasbeck back on the ice today, so, I mean, that's, for me, is a big part, and, you know, so we're going to have all hands on deck here, hopefully fairly quickly, and hopefully, you know, we're going to take the mentality of the team that won a championship last year and work towards making it very, very difficult for anybody that we come across in the playoffs to think that they're going to walk over us.
All right, Grant. Again, we're being joined right now by Brandon Wheat Kings general manager Grant Armstrong. Grant, last question that I have for you.
Okay.
The Vegas Golden Knights read Duke. What is he going to mean to this organization?
Well, I don't want to put any pressure on the young man. I mean, he's, you know, he's a very good hockey player, but more importantly, he's a very good individual. And, you know, he's going to come in and he's going to do his best to play his game. And there's no question in my mind that, you know, he's going to open up the eyes of the fans and obviously the team when it's all together because of his elite offensive skills. And you know what? He's not going to surprise me. He's going to be a very good Golden Knight as the years move along and the team has the success that I expect they will have with the team that's going to be in play.
All right, Grant, again, thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate the insight into Reed and his development as a hockey player and what he's going to mean to the organization moving forward.
All right, anytime.
All right, well, congratulations on getting this honor of having the player that was the first player transaction in Vegas Golden Knights history. And good luck to you guys the rest of the way.
Certainly appreciate it. Thanks again, Aaron.
All right, thanks, Grant.
Bye-bye.
Bye.